and how lucky you all are. I do want to start with our candy bar award, and I didn't bring the candy bars with me, so I owe them to the two people. But the certificates are here. They go actually to Susan and to Ann today, which is super great. I don't know if most of you know, we have a new accounting firm that we're dealing with. So we had a new company that we did the audit with, which an audit, of course, is kind of looking at the full books from the full year. It was a team of three this year, and they were here for almost a week. It's just that big of a project, and I want to read what the managers have said. Susan and Ann completed the December close for the annual auditor's review a full 3 weeks earlier than last year. This enabled the finance team to complete the audit requests in January and focus on the tasks of the new year earlier than ever before. Thank you, Susan and Ann, for your dedicated efforts and extra hours spent working in order to accomplish this. And I think they're the same thing on both of them, but all of that means we can get our audit done so we can... I don't know if you're ever in the finance area, but there's several times of the year when there's just a lot of angst because there's a lot going on, and the audit is one of those huge projects. So to get that done early, good news. Thank you, team. Thank you, Ann. Appreciate it. And Susan, thank you. Appreciate it. They always give me freedom to talk about whatever I want to talk about. So today I want to start with a question. Do you know who you are? Do you know what you shine at? And the reason that comes to mind is, well, there's a number of reasons. My youngest son, Justin, when he wanted to go off to college, he said, "Mom, I think I'd like to be either a rocket scientist or a lawyer." I thought, wow, those are very different paths. Okay, we need to think about what kind of a school you should go to, because different schools will prepare you for different kinds of things. So obviously he didn't know himself very well. So we did several assessments with him. We did the Myers-Briggs, and it turned out that he's a particular score. And then we did a Kolbe test with him, which is another assessment, but it's more on the business side of things. And it turns out that on that assessment, he's very not strong in research. So we said to him, "You might not want to be a lawyer, since that's a lot of what they do." You know, for him, he's thinking lawyer like TV. I'm going to be on stage and I can talk about anything. You know, that was what was exciting to him. But unfortunately, that's a very small part of what lawyers do. So we actually gave him some direction, but an assessment can help us figure out what we need to do. Justin, we have to love him. I think here at Sunlight, we do a personality profile. We do a gifts quest. At least we used to. Do we still?
Yeah, it's no longer available.
Oh.
We used to.
Oh, too bad. You all missed out. But basically, it's just a series of questions, and you answer them, and you come up with this statement of who you are. And why we did that in the past, it helps us work together better. Recently, we did the colors test that we did. And again, that's all trying to figure out how do we work well together. We had, for example, a couple of employees that were both red, and they happened to be in the same department, and that did lead to some unnecessary stress. So to try to figure out even how we balance those kinds of things, how we work more effectively, can make us all work a little more smoothly. I think, too, it helps us place people where we need them. When we've taken that test in the past, I'm here to tell you that your whole management team comes out really strong in administration. They also come up really weak in mercy. Might have been everybody was lowest, our lowest gifting. Maybe not Marla. And not John. But you know, all of our customer relations people are high in mercy. Mm-hmm. And I think that's perfect, because we want our administrators to do things that are the best for the company. We want them to evaluate and look at and think about and plan for the good of the company, which really impacts all of us, right? But for the people that are on the phone, wow, we want them to care for our customers and be as precious to them and bend over as backward as they can and care for them as best they can. So for those of you who work with our customers, thank you for being high in mercy. And we really appreciate that. For me personally, I think you won't be surprised if I tell you my key gifts are administration, teaching, and giving. What you might not know is that I'm very weak in perceiving, and mercy is my lowest gift. But how that impacts you as...
Work together.
No, actually, you're higher in perceiving. So how that works out as a company mechanism, I'll come to Wayne and I'll say, okay, what do you think the mood of the company is? Because as someone who's low at perceiving, I can walk through the building and say, oh, everybody looks okay. But I can't necessarily tell that you're struggling with different things or this isn't going well. And as the boss, I do want to know that. So to have people that are high in those areas and can bring me up to speed, I'm super grateful that many of us meet together for prayer. Because it does give me, as a low perceiving person, a chance to know what kinds of things you're wrestling with. Because I can't tell it from your face. So if I come across clueless, it's not because I'm not caring. It's more because I just don't get it. Okay, it's just a weakness that I have. So I can't always read your moods or your feelings. Sorry, Droops. So if you're really having a bad day, just come and cry. I will catch that. So how do we figure out who we are? Now, one of the tests I mentioned that Justin did was the Myers-Briggs. And that is a free test. And you probably all do want to take that. Justin, one of his Christmas gifts that he asked for was a book that allows you to read people with their Myers-Briggs almost as you first meet them. So, as a family, we spent the whole Christmas vacation thinking, well, this person's that, this person's that. We really are nerds. But you know, it's one of those where one of our family members we always thought had been an extrovert and discovered that that person actually was an introvert. And that's important to know because it determines how your energy comes from. If you think someone's an extrovert and you say, oh, come, let's have a party, and they're really an introvert, and they go, oh, please, let me just crawl into a hole somewhere, you know, that's kind of important to know. And the Myers-Briggs helps you to do that as well. Justin got the book so that he could communicate more effectively, because he said, people respond better when you speak to them as they understand. So that would be the rationale for why you would want to do that. I think, too, if you can understand, you can work toward your energies. Now, when Justin took the Myers-Briggs back in high school, it came out that he was 87% extroverted. He said, oh, you know, it's just not right. I'm going to take it again. So he took it again, and it came out 100% extroverted. And he said, that's right. Oh, you have to laugh, don't you? I thought, okay, this kid does kind of know who he is. You know, Amy, too, is an extroverted person. If she has a 10-hour party at her house, she thinks she has totally arrived. This is awesome! And I'm thinking, oh, cut my throat. Luke and I are both introverts, so we need, you know, we can certainly talk with you. We're glad to be with you. But to restore and recover, we have to go back and sit at home and just look at our computer or read a book. It's awesome. So take it to find out who you are and why you act as you do. So it could be you find out that you really are an introvert and you should have been all along. Another score that's out there is called the Enneagram profile. That's one that Amy really likes a lot. It's very interesting. It's a free one, and it looks at 9 different personalities. And they bundle them into 3 different categories of how you interact with the world. I met with a deacon from our church on Monday, and it was kind of like introduce each other, get to know one another, and she mentioned what her Myers-Briggs was. And she said, oh, and my Enneagram score is a 2 with a wing of 3. I thought, oh, I even know what that is. Wow. Turns out that she's a helper, and as a deacon whose ministry is to serve for the poor in the congregation, I thought, wow, that is just a perfect score for you. Wow, you really, really made it to where you need to be. But it also showed me that when I need to speak to her, I need to speak to her heart. I thought we needed to have a soup kitchen, for example. I happen to have the more mind category. So for me, I would approach it as, okay, I've looked around and on the map, the nearest soup kitchen is 5 miles away. I think we have a terrific kitchen. You know, I think we could actually do this. I think there's some money in the budget, you know, which is all very mind. But for her, what I would need to say to her, if I wanted to encourage her to do that, is to say, you know, I've known that there's kids that go to bed hungry at night. They don't do well in school because they just don't have enough food to eat. You know, and I think there's moms that are just crying out there. You know, I think we probably should do this. Same message, but done from a different angle. I think probably our advertising probably needs to be more of a heart message, as opposed to where I'm coming from, which is more, you know, this really works. Do it, your kids will be smart. You know, so when we talk about the bonding and the time that we have together with families, and those are all true realities and might be good messages for our moms. Justin says the Enneagram is one that you might want to take just because that's the one. Myers-Briggs, you're kind of hardwired that way. You can't really change who you are. But the Enneagram helps you be able to focus and to even change some of the things that you do. One of the things that the management team does, we take a business profile. And I would give it to all of you, but it does cost money. So I'm not going to do that. But it for the management team, we want to make sure we're balanced in all of these arenas. For example, Wayne is very, very high in fact-finding. Out of a score of 10, he's a 9. He's a 9. Yeah. It does allow you to be a little more balanced. But, you know, as a boss, I love that. Something comes up, and, for example, 401ks. How much do you spend for those? You know, that's something that the government mandates, and you probably want to check into that. By gum, if Wayne didn't get the report, which is probably 300 pages, full of lawyer-type talk and read through that all, if he had questions, he called, he got to the bottom of it, and I thought, thank you that I didn't have to do that. Now, that's just an awesome gift that someone with a different set of gifts can bring to the company, and it's a huge, huge thing. Invaluable is what I put down on my notes here. For me personally, my highest is Quick Start, which honestly I did not know until I took the test. And it's my second highest is follow through, which I did believe. You know, I'm one of those people, okay, I can just do this forever. You know, I'll just keep going because it's got to be done and that's where I live. But as I was preparing this, I actually read what they said on my score. And it said, your cognitive creativity is in originating concepts, innovating systems, and initiating trends. I read that to Johnny, said, what in the world does that mean? Because when I read it, I thought, wow, I don't think I've ever had anybody say something so nice to me before. So basically what it says is how I'm hardwired, what actually makes me run and drive and get up in the morning, cognitive creativity, is in originating concepts. And if you think about it, sunlight had never been done. There was no education that I know of that was like that before. Innovating systems. Wow, we totally transformed how education is done, didn't we? Wow. And initiating trends. I thought, boy, I'm glad I didn't go into design, because who knows what I'd be wearing, right? I think one of the reasons we take the Colby test is to find areas of weakness. What the Colby does is it puts all your people on a big grid. Sounds okay, these are where you're really, really strong. And there's a lot of areas that we share strengths as a Colby management team. But what we found was that we have nobody on our staff that's a simplifier. I'm probably the most of a simplifier, and it's not at the bottom level. And I bring that up because it's an important skill. So if you are strong in those areas, please feel free to come and say, wow, you know, I think maybe we could make this a little less complex if we did this. No, your management team does not do that. So please, feel free to make us all better. That would be awesome, so speak up. So how do we apply? I'd recommend that you take some of those tests. Go look online. There's several that are out there. The Myers-Briggs is a free one. The Enneagram is a free test. There's one I think that holds. Anyway, once you get started on this, you probably won't be able to stop. But take the test, because you do want to know how you work. And how this comes up, it comes up because Justin, of course, has been doing all of these tests. He found out that he was an ENTP. And he said to me last night, oh, Mom, one of the things that comes up with an ENTP is they need to focus. They tend to be too scattered. They just can't close any doors because everything's interesting. I said, are you and your dad really liking that? He said, oh, actually, we're at the same score. Oh, okay, that explains a lot. You know, super out-of-the-box thinkers, lots and lots of ideas, but the focus is the challenge. So if that's you, we want to hear your ideas, and we'll help you focus. I think, too, it gives you, let's see, where else do I want to go? It raises awareness of who you are, and I think it can help with our personal relationships, right? If you know that you don't do interpersonal kinds of things well, you know, you're upfront with that, you speak about that, and you say, how can I help you with this, or whatever it is that you might want to do. And of course, we all want to have good relationships one with another. We want to have good communication. So all of these things can help. And if it's at all interesting, please do try it. Thanks. we finish. Yeah. Any questions? Uh-oh.
Well, I was to say, could we maybe just compile a quick list of those free ones and extend it out, and then people could be able to go?
That's a good idea. If I were good at that score, that's an implementer, and that's not where I am. I did think about it, though. Thanks, Luke.